1 Samuel chapter 7. So the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and brought the ark of the Lord up, and they brought it to the house of Abinadab on the hill, and they sanctified Eleazar his son for him to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, since the day when the ark remained in Kiriath-Jearim, that much time passed, and 20 years went by, and the whole house of Israel lamented before the Lord. Then Samuel spoke to the whole house of Israel and said, If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, remove the foreign gods from your vicinity, including the images of Astarte, and prepare your heart for the Lord, and serve him alone, and may he deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. So the sons of Israel removed the images of Baal and the images of Astarte, and they served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, Assemble all of Israel in Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So they assembled in Mizpah, and they drew water and poured it before the Lord, and they fasted on that day, and they said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the sons of Israel in Mizpah. And the Philistines heard that the sons of Israel had assembled in Mizpah. And the barons of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the sons of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the sons of Israel said to Samuel, Do not refrain in silence from crying out to the Lord our God on behalf of us, so that he saves us from the hand of the Philistines. Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a complete burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord on behalf of Israel, and the Lord answered him. And Samuel was performing the burnt offering when the Philistines approached to wage war on Israel. But the Lord made it thunder on the Philistines with a loud sound on that day, and he routed them, and they were struck down before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, and they struck them down as far as below Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone, and he put it between Mizpah and Shen, and he called it Eben Ezer. And he said, Up to this point the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were defeated, and they did not come into Israel's territory again. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines for all Samuel's days. And the cities which the Philistines had captured from Israel returned to Israel, from Ekron to Gath, and Israel rescued their borders from the hand of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorite. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And each year he went round Beth-El and Gilgal and Mizpah, and he judged Israel in all these places. And his final stop was to Ramah, for that is where his house was, and he judged Israel there, and he built an altar to the Lord there.